It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we have Tracy Arakake early for once, but he's having lunch here. And he brought lunch just for himself. How rude, yeah?
Hey, one manapua, man. That's it. One manapua from 7-Eleven.
So, anyway, the first thing that I wanted to bring up to you folks is, do you celebrate your birthday before your birthday? Do you celebrate a victory before the last round?
No.
Well, you know, I believe in my heart that those kids that played baseball against Japan were supposed to win. But Duke Iona and Kurt, what was his last name?
Caldwell.
Yeah.
Kurt Caldwell.
Yeah. They announced that they're going to celebrate and make a parade and all of that stuff before the game. Now, you tell me, folks, what happens when you celebrate before the victory?
You always lose.
You got it.
It's called bocce, man.
You don't celebrate your birthday before your birthday. You know, what's wrong with these guys? They're that desperate for votes that they got to cut in on the kids? They're not for the kids. They never was, never will be. If they were for the kids, I would have seen them at the junior drag racing just once. Well, I'll tell you, folks.
Or the go-kart, or the motocross.
They've never, ever been there. Go ask them. They don't even know what it is. But now they want the votes, so they're using the kids to get the votes. That's why you see them at the Bond Dance. You see them at the baseball games,
open
football games.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Give me a break. That's really a lot of BS. Anyway, I just wanted to put that out to you, to show you so that you can see where their hearts are. Okay? I mean, I call a spade a spade. And a diamond, a diamond. And that's how it is. Cars in the future will be coming out with what is called a comfort zone. If you get upset at the other driver, the car will calm you down.
No way. Yes. How is it going to do that?
It's in the seat.
What, bop you on your head with a...
Nope, it rubs your back. Then, if you're falling asleep, it vibrates and wakes you up. So, anyway, that's the thought. Unreal. I don't know how the car is going
to
know.
I thought they're supposed to have like autopilot nowadays where they can travel in pods, right? Clusters.
I don't know. I prefer the good old-fashioned 55, 57 Chevrolet. No fringe, just regular car. No power steering. No power brake. Just regular car.
Chauffeur's going to be out of business. Limousines.
Yep. So, anyway, if you want good mileage and want to save on gasoline, and gasoline is going to go up again right after winter, it's going to go back up even higher. I recommend using the K&N air filters. It's the letter K and the letter N air filters. Very good for mileage. Another thing that's up on the radar right now, You need to check your own motor oils more often, folks. You know how many cars this past month came in with no oil, Tracy?
Wow.
Three. I mean, when I say no oil, Todd went to drain their oil.
Right.
Only a drop came out.
I mean, every car has a oil pressure gauge. I mean, you can see if there's no oil pressure.
I don't know. People are not paying attention. You gotta check your oil. But of course, on the new cars, there's no dipstick to check oil.
Oh, really?
So there's no way. You wait for the idiot light. And do you know why we call it the idiot light? Only idiots wait for the light.
Yeah.
Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467.
Hey, you know, since you're on the subject of oil, you know, there's another oil rig explosion a couple of days ago, right? Since when have we ever had that many oil rigs just exploding ever?
You ever thought about insurance claim?
Or liberal sabotage?
No. You see, Tracy, the economy is supposedly bad, right? Okay? The oil companies pour billions into building these oil rigs.
Right.
And if the thing drills and it's not oil that can be made into fuel, like they said, only the black gold can be made to fuel. Now, if you look at the one in the Gulf, it was a brownish yellow. That right. was rubbish. So my thinking is they blew it up for the insurance claim. But what about all this spill all over the place?
Right, right.
They don't care. It's all for money. Everything in this world with a human race is for money. Everything.
Oh, yeah.
You got no money, you got no honey.
Everybody has a price, so to speak, right?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they need to see that money is nothing. Well, good afternoon, Miss Wanda. Right to see you walking in. Yeah.
That's why I know come early. I don't get scoldings from the professor, man.
Anyway, learn to check your own oil. And if you don't know how, get somebody to do it.
Learn.
Yeah. Okay? The Degreaser 2000 from Crestec Cleaning Center is what I recommend. It's excellent for cleaning driveways, clothes, engines, under the car.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
And since you're talking, you know, it's like it comes in a gallon jug. I think it's like $10 for the whole gallon.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a deal.
You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
And it's dilutable, too.
Yeah. Wow. And you know what's good about it? If you use it to wash your clothes,
right,
it doesn't have a smell.
Yeah. Since Crestec is one of the sponsors of the program, I went out there and did some shopping and stuff, and I bought some of the products that you recommend, like that the one that you spray into the vents, that
antibacterial.
Yeah. You know, you use that thing. It's this big can like this, and it's like less than $6.
Yeah.
You know, and use it on not only the air conditioning vents, but the air conditioning, the home air conditioning as well, too. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's really good stuff.
They got a lot of good stuff over there. If you're into cleaning and automotive or household type of things, man, we walked out of there with like 7 things with my girlfriend and I, and it was like less than $20.
Mm-hmm.
Real good deal over there.
Yeah, lots of good stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. Hey, what you thought about that AMSOIL silicone?
Oh, man. Okay, so listeners, I'm a cameraman, so I have my own video equipment, news camera equipment and stuff, and the rubberizing that's on the zoom controllers on my camera had started to deteriorate. Whereas, you know, rubber kind of gets really soft after a time because I had used other products that George had now doesn't recommend. And so it ate up my rubber. And I told him, you know, about the silicone spray. He told me, nah, I don't think it would work. He said, you can try it, though, but he says, you need to do it before preventive maintenance. Well, I went ahead, I bought one of those cans of AMSOIL silicone spray, and I put it on my product, and that thing worked like a miracle. It just, it made the rubber come back, and it held its shape again, and it was like brand new. It was unreal.
Mm-hmm. Should have been doing that long ago.
But I never know, because I kept using other products like...
that son eat of up
a,
your rubber.
Yeah, like Son of a Gun. And
yeah.
It really was a Son of a Gun, let me tell you.
Anyway, that girl that just got run over in the crosswalk.
When?
Why, Camilo and Dillingham?
When was that?
Yesterday.
Since I'm out of news, I don't keep up.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The tour bus ran right over her.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I keep saying it's a no-brainer, Tracy. If you made it like how they have it today, pedestrians have right away. The pedestrians are not going to look either way. They're just going to walk.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, come on, folks. How many of you out there ever saw people just walk right in front of you? It happens all the time because they have that in their mind that pedestrians have right away,
right.
So we'll just walk right out there, and the car's got to stop. But in the ocean, it's different. The bigger ship has the right away.
Oh, it's the same thing, like, you know, having gone to areas like Shanghai and stuff. Pedestrians don't have a right away there. You know what the two most used things on a vehicle is up there in China?
Horn?
The horn and the high beams.
Yeah.
See. When you hear somebody tooting their horn at you, you better get out of the way because somebody's barreling down on you.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to phone calls.
We have Mr. Lawrence from Kaneohe.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Okay, let's go to phone calls.
Hello.
Yes.
You're on the air.
Oh, George, in the paper had a Nissan coming out with a new Leaf. Why don't you, I'm going to hang up, why don't you comment about the that new car and, you know, what the owners can expect in the future.
What new car?
That Nissan, that electric car, the Leaf, they had it in the paper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right, thank
okay.
you.
Bye. Okay, on electric cars, folks. Now, think outside of the box. You know, if you want the government to control you with a leash and a whip, then think inside the box. Think outside of the box. Brazil has been there, done that 45 years ago. Electric cars is not good. Okay? Number one, the voltage is super high. Okay? 200, 400, 600 volts. It's not 12 volts, you know. It's 600 volts. How many of you ever had a car that didn't have any electrical short ever? There's always a chance. If you pop the hood on those electric cars, it says caution, high voltage. Okay? People are going to get electrocuted. Another thing, what happens when we run out of oil? How are you going to charge your car up?
Yeah.
With a windmill? The solar battery?
Pedal power, man.
Come on. They've been there, done that. And all of this has been pushed by the oil companies. Who you think has been all along squashing ethanol? The oil companies. If ethanol was so bad, why is Brazil on it for 45 years? Why is the Indy 500 cars on it for the last 2 years?
NASCAR is supposedly going to switch over to in the next 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, they're all switching over to ethanol. Why? For one, it's cheaper.
Right.
Racing gas is $25 a gallon.
Oh, my God. I tried calling up a dealer over here trying to fire back up my drift car. And a 5-gallon pail of C16 was like $127 or something. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. So, that's one of the reasons. But the biggest reason everybody's switching to ethanol in racing is fire. Ethanol has the least chance of fire.
And what do you have to do in order, if their fire does occur, What do you use to help put it out?
Mm.
Water. That's it.
So, anyway, ethanol is clean, is safe, and making ethanol, refining ethanol, we also make electricity. So we don't need oil. Folks, we don't need oil. Hawaii can be 100% self-sustaining. We don't need another drop of oil. So, what's up?
Well, maybe the players need to make some heavy campaign contributions like the opposition normally does.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, everybody only looking inside of the box and not looking outside of the box. We need to look outside. 296-5467. Give us a call. A lot of people don't like ethanol. No matter what I say, they don't like it. Even my own daughter, Tammy, was against it.
For real. I tried it. I'm a believer.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic, but did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob, I come humbly before those who believe in me and those who follow me to say, yes, I did not get my safety inspection sticker before it expired, but I did it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure.
I did.
Sure, okay.
I did it the next day.
Sure.
Hey, I
okay.
George challenged me, but I said I would come on the air. Because he knows I'm always getting on people for not doing their safety inspection.
Yeah, and then what? The guy that squawks the most don't have a safety sticker.
Ooh.
That's not so good. It's like a policeman coming up to you and tagging you for no safety check, and he don't have one either.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. So, again, my apologies, but it was expired, but I got it on the first of the month. So my big complaint is when you see people, it's like, you know, 2-3 months, a year sometimes without it. But, you know, everybody, you know.
The penalty is still the same whether you're 1 minute over or
that is
one
true.
Year.
That is true. So I have nothing to say for, like I said, I have sinned. So I come before you with my tail between my legs and humbly ask your forgiveness and remind everybody, you know, which is what I always say, when you should go once a week, I usually walk around my car. Besides checking
the
oil.
So why didn't you see it?
That's when I saw it. And I said, oh, no, I got to go get my safety inspection.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, you walk around your car, you know, like on the other passenger side, usually that's when you see a ding in your door, because, you know, usually you don't get on that side. You know, so it's nice to kind of look around, check your oil, see if your tires.
Yeah, but how many times a month do you do it?
About 3-4 times a month.
Then how come you missed the safety sticker?
Because, that, you know what, I'm hanging up now because this is one of those times I have to play politician and go, you know, I really care about those kids, George.
Yeah, all right.
Take care of your car. It'll take care of
you. Okay, Bob. See? He knew he was going to get the medicine.
At least he was only a day late.
Well, day or year, same thing. You run over somebody, same thing.
See, so plenty of vehicles, like the tags are expired by like several months, absolutely no safety sticker on the vehicle.
Yeah, but you know what the penalty is for that? The penalty is minor. But the insurance company, if anybody hits your car or if you hit somebody,
right,
the insurance company don't have to pay you. Mm. Either side. And you think they're going to be Mr. Good Guy and say, ah, no problem, we'll buy you a new car. No way, Jose. They're going to say, no, 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 you had a expired safety sticker, you're out.
Yeah, my nephew had his truck, his Xterra, was parked outside, and a lady fell asleep at the wheel and hit his car right in front of our house. Yeah. And cop gave him a citation for expired safety check.
They're not going to fix his car.
So.
Did they fix it?
They did, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody saw the safety sticker.
I don't know about this. I don't think they really looked that deep into it, but I know he got a citation for his safety sticker.
By law, they don't have to fix it.
Yeah, because it's not up to legal, right? It's
yeah.
Not 100% legal.
Yeah. It's not supposed to be on the street. Oh, boy. He ducked that bullet.
Yeah, yeah.
Lucky I wasn't the insurance adjuster. Okay, so on pickup trucks, especially GM pickup trucks, I recommend changing the front pads to a more aggressive pad like EBC or something, a high-performance type pad. The trucks are known for the back to slide out when you hit the brakes hard. But if you put the good pads on the front, the back of the truck does not slide out. It stays straight and stops faster and better. Okay?
Counter steer, hit the throttle and drift them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. So I recommend changing those pads. It's for your safety. Okay? They're coming out with a DUI device to not for the car not to start.
What is that for? The offender, like repeat offenders, right?
Yeah. But you know something, Tracy? That's a joke. But what? Because what idiot is not going to get his friend to disconnect it?
Or have somebody else who's, you know, blow into it or whatever, you know?
There's always a way around it. But if you take away the vehicle, end of story.
Right.
End of story. And you're not going to let your car to a guy to have your car taken away.
Right.
See? So that's the best deal. But getting back to that accident on White Camilo and Dillingham, that person in the crosswalk, the girl, got killed.
Right.
And dragged 100 feet. How can the guy not know he hit the girl?
Mm.
See, that's why it's better if the law was the car is right and the pedestrian has to watch out for the car. Because the pedestrian has no obstruction of vision. The person can see what's going on around them. Whereas in a car, and all of you that drive cars know that you have a lot of blind spots on the car.
Right.
You can't see. So the bigger object has the right of way. I think pedestrians would be a lot safer if you made it where the cars and the vehicles had the right of way, and pedestrians would have to watch out for themselves.
Well, a lot of them too. I mean, you know, we all drive on the road, and you can see the arrogance and the audacity of a lot of people with bad attitudes.
Yeah,
they just walk right out in front of you.
Yep.
You know, it's like, you're saying, hit me. Yeah. No, they're daring you, you know. It's just...
So, that's my thinking, okay? Give us a call at 296-5467. And I'm going to this Dr. Shintani, Terry Shintani. He has this machine that is so awesome.
The diet, the guy, the one that started the diet stuff, right?
Yeah,
Shintani diet and things.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
So when I talked to him, and I said, hey, I thought you're against all this electronic stuff. He laughed, and he said, yeah, but this one works really good. It cancels out all the radiation in the room, and you sit in that room for an hour or so, and your body rejuvenates itself. The cells rejuvenate, and you feel more energy, you feel better, you feel younger. It's fantastic. It's been out for 20 years.
So what is it? Is it kind of like an ionizing machine, so to speak, then? For free radicals of radiation.
It's eight computers facing each other. What is your name? And it cancels the radiation. Really neat deal. Go on the computer, folks, and look up EES Systems. That's Easy Sugar Systems. Google it. You can see it on there. It's fantastic. Okay, 296-5467. Give us a call. We can talk about whatever. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Lawrence from Honolulu.
Hi, Lawrence.
Hi, I love listening to your show. Really, it's informative. I was just listening, though, about your statement about ethanol and getting cut off of dependence on oil. We have many machines that you need for industry in order to build our economy and make new developments here in Honolulu. You need it for the military and other applications. So you just can't use ethanol for those type of machines.
What kind of machine?
Plows, big equipment, heavy equipment for lifting.
Trains. Those that run diesel, no.
Yeah, no. So you can't.
You can run biodiesel.
I don't know if it would be applicable to some machines. They might be dependent on a certain type of oil that might not be duplicated by other means. I'm not a specialist in that field, but I did want to remark about the right of way. And again, you're a very interesting person, and your point of view, I must say, here in Hawaii, this is a wonderful place, and the people are just as good. And I just wanted to say, though, being from New York on the East Coast and being a paramedic, I've seen a lot of injuries of people who've been hit. And the thing is very important that with the machine as a car, it can be difficult to maneuver. But I believe in this instance, the smaller, the one who's more susceptible to injury should be given some kind of benefit, whether it's a child or somebody who might be impaired somehow or other. A person's life is worth more than the time at an intersection. When it comes to moving through traffic, of course, you've got your issues from time to time with backups on the highway. But you have a lot of sophisticated highway transportation and other things that make this infrastructure work so well. And I have to say, though, still, at a crosswalk or some other place, you have to be careful about people walking. And I think they should be given the right of way.
Okay.
And they do have great points, and they merit.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
I know what you're saying. I know where you're coming from. But haven't you had people just step right in front of you?
Yes, I've seen
You never
that.
Came across that?
Of course.
I've seen that so many times, I get so upset. Because you don't know that they're going to come out. They come running down the sidewalk, run right into the crosswalk. They don't
even
look.
And it's so tragic when the worst happens, like the other day. And my prayers and condolences to the family. Really sad the other day, the little girl there.
Yeah.
Tragic. Absolutely sad. So sad.
See, the point I was trying to put across.
I just wanted to remark about, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say, but the point I'm trying to come across to is when you tell people you're right and you have the right of way, they push it to the limit.
Yes, and there's a false sense of security, which you also said. And then with that false sense of security gives a greater likelihood for them to
exactly.
be injured. So, of course, there has to be a lot of education placed on the pedestrian, but I still feel that it's the responsibility of the driver to be able to sweep the road with their eyes and look at what they're driving into and assume the responsibility of the markers on the road that speed limit should be respected, so that way if there's some kind of pedestrian traffic or unexpected flow, there's not an accident. Now, you can't preclude injury and things like that, but it'll help, I think, if people who are driving still yield to the pedestrians in high-density residential areas, specifically those areas.
Yeah, well, what,
anywhere.
What are you going to do in the case of that bus where the girl walked into the bus and went under the wheels?
Oh, my gosh.
Huh?
Really, again,
she's
know,
dead right.
And you know that's a hard thing to maneuver. I remember I was getting trained to drive a medical bus, and I passed it, but it was really difficult.
You can't see around.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah.
And again, I feel bad for the bus driver too, but at the same time, you know, I don't know what happened when at the point where he ran over and realized what happened, but it's just so important. Again, that some areas, whatever the circumstances are, there's a yield to the neighborhood, to the likelihood that pedestrians will come out, especially as you said, and again, with a sense of aloha, that this is such a beautiful place. And I understand people have got to get to where they got to get to, and there's
the pedestrians.
Most people drive with aloha.
The pedestrians don't want to wait.
30 seconds. All that girl had to do is wait 30 seconds and she would still be alive today.
I agree.
Because what is easier to stop? What is easier to stop and avoid an incident or situation happening? A pedestrian, which is a 130-pound person, or a 4-ton, 5-ton bus that's going at 35 miles an hour already?
In some instances, you have to defer. You make a point, and I make a point.
Yeah,
but it comes down to what should be expected from both the driver of the bus and from the pedestrian at the intersection. Whatever the case is, there has to be on both sides some rule that has to be followed. And I believe that when it comes to those areas where there is that type of pedestrian traffic, it should
well,
be...
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to look at... We're going
to
look at other countries to see...
That's other countries. Now, Hawaii
we
want
to see what kind
place.
Of fatalities they have.
It's hard to say, but I have to say, from my experience being here, I was very much
okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, you know, everybody has their point of view, okay. But I'm looking at the life point of view.
Okay, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101 and Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom. Something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins lives, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have George of the Jungle.
Hey, George of the Jungle.
Hey there, George Nita.
How are you?
Was pretty good. It's a nice day here at Kapi'olani Park. They're having the Okinawan Festival. And this morning while I was doing my regular walk down at Ala Moana Beach Park, I ran into the Volkswagen Club of Hawaii.
Oh.
And all those beautiful Volkswagens.
Mm-hmm.
And that reminds me of a little Volkswagen that visited Hawaii many years ago, the Inch Pincher.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
A 426 Hemi got beat by a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Our friend Jack Camera with his 409 went up against the Inch Pincher.
And he got beat.
I didn't say that. And then the third one was a 66 or 67 Chevy Malibu. That's the only one that beat him that day. But the thing between the Volkswagen Club and the... our Nifty's Oldies Bash is that both of us, the recipients, are the Honolulu Food Bank. So if you're coming to the Nifty's Oldies Bash 2010 at the Pacific Beach Grand Ballroom Hotel on October 1st, don't forget to bring some canned goods for those people that can't help themselves and need food. The Hawaii Food Bank needs your support. And the Volkswagen Club did a great job, and we want to do a great job on October 1st also.
What's the phone number?
We're doing fantastic work there because of you, George.
What's the phone number?
The phone number is 239-5360, and the website is niftyoldiesbash.com.
Hey, George.
Yes.
Last year, you know, at that bash?
Yep.
I was making the rounds to all the tables because you told me go make my rounds, go make everybody comfortable. So I did that.
Right.
And in the middle of the table, there were little model cars, right?
Right.
And I went to the Lelehua table, which was the biggest table.
Yep.
And McKinley had the smallest table.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Hey,
anyway.
Hey, you
anyway.
Tiger here.
Yeah, Lelehua.
Me too.
Lelehua had a Volkswagen. So I sat down on the table and I said, hey, you guys, that Volkswagen, that's perfect car for you guys. Because back then, you country hicks all had Volkswagens, yeah? Oh, they didn't like that too much.
Well, here's your tickler for the week.
What's that?
Drag racer had the nickname Gentleman?
Oh, that is so easy. Even I know that one.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, you're a young chicken, that's why. Only dinosaurs know that.
Well, Tracy's young chicken. He knows who it is.
The yeah, son. The son races
young
now
rooster.
Too.
But he was racing. That's why. Anyway, that bash was excellent, George.
Yep.
Was excellent.
But anyway,
you know, it was buffet, right?
Yeah.
It was buffet. I went to get my food.
Yeah.
I came back.
Yep.
And I went out to talk to some people. And my food was gone.
Somebody took your plate.
They cleared my table. I had nothing to eat.
Well, George, this year you'll be sitting with me and Tom Moffitt.
Okay.
And remember, you have to bring a guest.
Okay.
And if you don't bring a guest, you better bring Wicked Wanda with you then.
Oh.
Oh.
She's not going to know nobody.
Well, you know, since we're such an old group, you know, she might keep our hearts beating very fast.
Yeah, she's a young chicken, so don't know the dinosaurs.
Hey, so just remember, October 1st, 2010, Friday night, at the Pacific Beach Hotel, Grand Ballroom, 5 p.m. to 12 midnight.
Hey, not 12 midnight.
World music by Woody.
George, not 12 midnight.
12 midnight.
No, the guys went across the street to the beach and they started some more.
No. We ended up... I think we went to the restaurant up by Prince Kuihi Hotel over there, 24/7.
And you
not
closed
24/7.
It.
24/7. I think we went to about 2-3 o'clock in the morning in there, eating their big pancakes and all of that.
Oh my God!
But anyway, don't forget if you need a registration form, call 239-5360 or go to our website, niftyoldiesbash.com.
It's a great bash.
Let me tell you this. I'll just tell you this just for now. You remember how many people we had last year, huh?
Yep.
We're running ahead of schedule.
What?
Yes. We're running ahead of schedule. I'm just telling you guys.
Where are you going to put everybody?
Hey, you know, as they say, you snooze, you lose.
I think so.
Anyway, we'll see you there.
Okay.
Take care and aloha.
Thanks, George. Okay.
We have Richard from Waipahu.
Hey, Richard.
Hi. Hey, George.
Yeah.
You made a mistake about that poor girl who got run over.
Oh. What happened?
The girl was riding a bicycle.
Oh, she was riding a bicycle.
Yeah, and then...
Yeah, the guy from Midas told me she was walking.
No, because they showed the bicycle stuck underneath the bus above the... drive shaft and behind the rear axle.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So they said she got drug about 80 feet or something like that.
Yeah.
It's because, you know, the whole length of the bus is like 80 feet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Poor girl, man.
Yep. I don't know. But I still feel that if you give the pedestrians the right of way, they take advantage of it.
Yeah. I always run into that problem too.
I've never seen a human being don't take advantage of a situation. You know?
Yeah.
It, right away, oh, fine, I'm going. They don't care.
Yeah, they see the light green. They just walk.
They walk.
Said, whoa, man, is somebody coming now? You're a dead mongoose, man.
Yeah, I saw one in Chinatown. The guy was running down the sidewalk. He ran right into the side of the truck. He ran in. I don't know if it was purposely, but he got hurt. And from what I found out from that case, he ended up suing the truck driver. Because he had the right of way. That's just pushing it. That's, I don't like that. But anyway, that's my thinking.
Okay, then.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks, George.
Aloha. Bye. Okay, who's next?
We have Len from Makiki.
Hi, Len.
Well, I wasn't going to comment, but I will. I'm a pedestrian. I don't like red or white runners.
Oh, I don't like them either.
Yeah. Anyway.
They're horrible, and nobody is tagging them. You notice that?
Yes. I see it all the time.
I mean, full on red, and they're going.
And sometimes you're in a hurry to cross a crosswalk, and you'll get your white flashing hand, and all of a sudden the bugger's still going.
Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Anyway, I didn't call for that. I read an article in the Star Advertiser that I thought I'd like to share.
Mm-hmm.
I call it dueling gas stations. Okay? There's ethanol, there's petroleum,
mm-hmm.
there's electricity,
mm-hmm.
and now there's hydrogen.
Mm-hmm.
The small article says, cars of the future get their test drive here. Dual Hawaii relatively short distances create an ideal field location for testing auto industry. In November, General Motors will bring 20 hydrogen-powered Chevrolets to Oahu in partnership with the gas company, which it plans to install its first non-military fueling station in Kaka'ako. My goodness.
Hmm.
2 months later, Nissan will bring in 300 of the company's Leaf electric cars with a partnership with the state. This is Hawaii's future, says Governor Lingle, and what a perfect relationship. My point is that I want the torque and the power, so it's either going to be fuel or ethanol. I don't know about hydrogen power. Maybe it may be something of the future. Electricity, forget it.
That's right. If hydrogen was good, the Indy cars would have been on hydrogen.
Yeah.
The reason they're not on hydrogen is explosion.
And it's probably expensive, too.
Yes. And ethanol can be made from sugarcane.
Yeah.
Over and over.
So put your gas station in Kaka'ako on Queen Street so we all can catch fuel over there.
We're trying to get a station open.
Put them in Kaka'ako.
Yeah, we're trying really hard to open one so that people can use it and more conveniently. Tracy, for one, has been bugging me. He needs ethanol.
Yeah,
it's good stuff, man.
Like a bunch of people who call in that need it.
I know. They're hounding me. I got another load coming in.
Yep. So anyway, the dueling gas station.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay.
Isn't hydrogen, one of the problems with hydrogen is that it has to be under high pressure?
Yep.
So that's the tendency for it to have a situation that it could cause an explosion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't like it.
Right.
Okay. Give us a call at 296-5467.
You're listening to Automotive 101 with George Nita and Tracy Arakaki from Kanisho Motorsports. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who's on the line?
We have John from Manoa.
John?
Hey. Hey. A little while ago, you were on saying you got to buy the special brake pads that make your car stop faster. What kind?
The brake pad?
Yeah.
EBC. Easy Baker Charlie.
EBC. Okay.
Or they have other brands like Brembo, Wilwood, more aggressive pads, and putting that on the pickup truck, on the front. Tremendous difference in stopping.
What about the ceramic brake?
Good.
That's good too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, huh?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Big difference. If you notice, all you truck owners out there, when you slam on the brake, emergency stop, the back end always swings out. Always skids out. But when you put aggressive brake pads on the front, it does not swing out.
EBC, they also have different grades. Like you got the red, the green.
The real aggressive ones.
Yeah, the ones for racing too.
Yeah. So, give us a call at 296-5467. Okay? And, all of these politicians running for office, they're all talking about promising you all this fancy stuff and stuff like that, and even the rail. But you know, folks, think about it. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But think about it. Did we pay for the H3 freeway yet? Did we pay for the Aloha Towers development yet? Did we pay for the convention center yet? They were all put on bonds, on loans. So when the heck are we supposed to pay it?
Ronald Reagan once said it once before. Whenever you hear, we're the government and we're here to help, run the other way.
That's right. That's right.
He said that?
Yeah.
So, and he wasn't a politician. He, he was a movie actor. But when I ran for office, everybody said, oh, he's not a politician. He don't have experience. Well, they got experienced politicians all these years.
Yeah.
Are you happy with what's happening?
The big thing that we need to do in politics is we got to have term limits.
Well, you got to have people with common sense that know how to make
money.
Well,
that's why term limits comes inside. So that way, you're only going to have to deal with this yokel only for a short period of time versus them being career politicians and they're for life.
Yeah, for instance, if you hire this person to run your business and your business is going bankrupt and he says, well, it's not my fault, it's the workers. Well, who's the manager? Him, right? Whose fault is it if the business is going bankrupt?
Right.
It's the manager, not the worker. But the manager blames the worker. Catch on?
Yep.
Good leader takes the blame and changes things. A poor leader blames everybody else and does not take the blame.
And that's always the case.
Right? Look at Artie Murphy. He told his troops, he was the lieutenant, and he told his troops to retreat, and he's going to cover the backside. How many leaders would do that for you today?
Right.
No. The leaders today would say, you guys hold them off, I'm retreating.
They're not even on the battlefield in today's modern, modern warfare. They're sitting
in the office.
Bases, in the United States while the war front's thousands of miles away,
But anyway, you need to install catch cans for supercharged cars, whether you have a turbocharger or supercharger. You need a oil recovery can because the engine is sucking up motor oil into the supercharger. So, anyway, you should install one. If you don't know about it, you can call me and I can explain how it works. It's a real neat deal and keeps your whole intake system clean. Okay? So, anyway.
I have a question.
What's that?
On wet roads, say if I want to make a left turn.
You drift it.
Put an e-brake. Connor Stair and hold the Toronto Stadium.
Hey, when I don't even have to do that, and I want to make a left turn, but I have to hurry because maybe there's a oncoming car blazing it down. And so I have to step on the gas, but my car, it seems like it's sliding.
Hello, that's what it's going to do.
It doesn't grip the road. It doesn't grip the road, and I'm like not going anywhere.
Well,
what's happening? And don't tell me my tires are not good, because my car is pretty new.
New cars do not have excellent tires on them. If you're going to drive on wet road like a maniac, or a little bit like a maniac, then you should have better tires. Okay?
Also, better tires will stop me from...
That's why they make good tires that cost a little bit more.
Ah.
It's because there is a definite difference. Okay? So, what's the sense in paying $100 more per tire if the tire is exactly the same as the cheapy old junkie?
Even if you're going to just drift the car, there's a difference with the grade of tire too, because you can feel how much more control you have even if you're burning the tires up, you know?
That's right.
Really? So, because I see these people using those, you know, junk tires, ball head tires to
not
drift.
Too smart, that's why. It's
not because they...
Oh, so that's why when they make the turns, it's hard for them, like they...
Not enough horsepower.
I gotta tell you about this one. We're talking about tires, right?
Right.
Salina. You know, Steve Onoy, he's so tight. How many months I've been telling him his struts is no good.
Okay.
He need to buy struts. And he refuses to go and buy struts. I ride in his Saline, and it's a Saline now. It's not a regular Mustang.
Right.
And every little pebble he hits, the thing is rattling in the right front. The strut's no good.
Can you bounce it like a basketball?
Yeah. And it's 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old.
Time to
8
change.
8 years old.
Yeah.
Time to change. And he refused to buy new ones. I don't understand. If he cannot afford the Saline, then don't get a Saline. Get a regular, cheapy Mustang.
Maybe he doesn't have time.
You know, when you're going to go for safety, there is no such thing as time limit. You know, safety has only one number. Safe. That's it. Not going cheapy is safe. No. If you drive like grandma, that's fine. He don't drive like grandma. You ever ride with him?
No, never did.
Put on your seat belt, shoulder harness and everything.
Hans device the whole nine.
Yeah. Boy, he's right up on the guy's front rear bumper.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And he's got bad suspension.
Yeah. Oh. You got white knuckles riding with him. Anyway. They're telling us to get out of here.
I guess that's the cue.
Yeah. Chaz is over there waving. Get out. Get out. He wants us out of here.
Pack your stuff and leave.
Yeah. So, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And folks, don't get upset. That's my point of view about safety for the pedestrians. I believe that when you give the human race the advantage, they take it to the limit. If they didn't, then pedestrians right away is the right way. But that's why I said what I said. Okay? So, thanks for calling in. And Tracy, thanks for coming in early today.
Thank you, Professor.
And Wanda, I guess we'll see her next week, week after. So, anyway, take care, drive carefully, and please turn on your lights at night or when it's dim. Aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.